Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Did you watch that Love Silly Love Cruise show last night?
I was so juiced up last night from being at the dentist. I had to get cavities drilled yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I, like, popped some serious medication and went to bed.
You got
I
was bad teeth. So you got bad teeth.
I got great teeth.
You and Jewel got identical teeth. You both, Angie doesn't know this, but around the office, when she's not listening, we call her Snaggletooth. Because she got just rotten. They look like little, kind of like, what's that girl's name in Spice Girls?
Victoria
Spice. Yeah, it looked like she got little black beans there
that's
for teeth.
That's not true. I have nice teeth.
You're such a pretty girl until you open up your mouth.
Shut
and then it's like,
up.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Man.
That's
so
bad.
Anyway,
talking to you anymore.
So anyway, they...
never mind.
So they went in and capped her teeth
Forget
last night?
It. No, they didn't cap my teeth.
Really?
Got a couple of fillings and really bad.
Fillings is what it was.
Oh, got the cavities.
Ah, okay. So the point is you didn't watch Love Cruise. I didn't watch Love Cruise either.
I did. It's a good show.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was. And it's kind of neat because they showed just how bitchy some women can be. There's this girl, her name's Tony, and she was the one that you always saw making, she's all upset. She's
right.
Don't mess with me, don't mess with me.
Right.
She had augmented breasts, she made a kind of fun of it. She's like, yes, these
They're
are bought
fake,
paid
right?
for and stuff
yep.
like that. So this one girl, her name was Gina.
What?
She was the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. The whole thing, she was talking behind her back, talking with all the other girls, and ultimately she ended up getting voted off the boat along with this guy named Bob, who they hooked up with. But it was cool. They did this thing where they had to tell sort of like a tell the truth, you know, or truth or dare type of thing. And then they also did this six-minute date, basically like we did.
Was there any high points of the whole show? Was there anything good?
I think the high points was the tell the truth thing, where they ended up having to tell stuff about themselves, and they were revealing like I feel this way because I never got any attention when I was a young girl, so I end up getting these breasts, so now I want attention. You know, they were telling personal stuff about themselves.
Wow!
And then if they didn't believe they did, they got the BS paddles, which I don't remember what it stands for.
Great show.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, by your description, I am absolutely bored stiff. Either your description is bad or the show is not as good as you thought it was.
I thought, well, you know what? I guess I'm hungry for a new reality show, and I miss Survivor, so it sort of reminded me of that. And there's a couple couples that are going to be hooking up, I think, on the next show. They're going to be having sex. They're showing little titillations of videos of them inside the cabins and stuff like that.
Wow, I tell you, honestly, no offense, but from your description, it sounds absolutely boring.
Well, they're on this big wind jammer. I mean, what do you want? I mean, it's like Temptation
Island. I don't know.
Island.
Juice, give me some juice. Give me some dirt.
Anybody hot?
Yeah, oh, there's total hot people. You know, there's hot guys and hot gals. There's this one gal.
Gals.
Women. I'm sorry. Okay. There's this one gal.
Broads. We like to say broads.
Broads.
This
broads.
One woman who's brunette, and she's like, I always grew up Jamie saw it, too. I grew up with this complex.
Let me get Jamie's description. Jamie, give us a
Please.
Description of the whole show here. Let's see if the stutter twins can give us a description of the show from last night.
It was an okay show. I didn't think it was great.
No.
But there's one blonde that has a boob job.
Yeah,
and, that's Tony.
Yeah, Tony. And everyone's like, you know, just kind of snotty about her because she's got a boot job and she's kind of showing it off, of course.
Yeah, right.
But they've got a good mix of girls and guys. I mean, they've got the really, like, kind of, I don't know, like for example, for girls, they got the girl who wouldn't do anything naughty, kind of, and then they got the girls who would probably do anything. And they've got a good balance of just...
So I'm thinking the girl
characters.
With the fake boobs was the pinnacle of the show.
Probably.
Pretty much everything revolved around her.
Well, they focus on her life because she's kind of, I think, a little extra violent. She would show her emotions a little bit more than everybody else.
You know what? You got to put a freak in the bunch, though. You really do. Mm-hmm. You got to get a couple of freaks in there who are going to be. It's kind of like what's her face on
Jerry on Survivor.
Yeah, Jerry on Survivor, and then the redheaded girl on Temptation
Mandy
Island.
Mandy.
If you don't get the freaks in there, then it's always just going to be kind of boring.
They
know?
Got them. They got them, and they got guys that are cocky. You know, I think if I was on that show, it's so funny to watch them coming up as they're doing their little total truth, tell the truth segment. The guys walk up like he's strutting, like, everybody's looking at me. Look how handsome I am. Go ahead and ask me anything. I'm a stud. And they said, well, who would you like to sleep with in this whole group? And he picked this one girl who's kind of shy. He says, I would mess you up. He says, you are just so shy. I would just mess you up. And the girls laugh, and they ended up making out on the deck of the ship. So I thought that was kind of cool.
They gotta have an adult version of Love Cruise. I mean, seriously, like, put it on the Spice Channel, put it on the Vivid Channel, and make the adult version of Love Cruise.
You're right, because
then people watch it.
That's
really what people want to watch. People want to know whether they're all, like, making out and having sex or not.
They have cameras in their cabins, and they had a hookup.
Yeah, but you know they're not going to show anything. They won't even show anybody, like, naked or anything. They won't even put a camera in the shower.
The most you're going to get is, like, some kissing. Maybe a little feel-up. That's about it.
So far, that's
it's
all
on,
you had.
It's on, you know, network television.
Couldn't
it's
they
not
blur
on cable.
It? Couldn't they blur it if they had some nakedness? Like, blur their sex?
I don't know. It's possible.
I mean, I don't know what the next move is. The host who we had on the show yesterday was, I think, okay. He kind of reminded me of Joshua Jackson. He was a little young, a little immature looking, but he did a pretty good job.